Hey there. I'd just like to remind you that you shouldn't listen to this podcast when you're driving, operating heavy machinery, or doing anything else that requires your full attention. This podcast can cause drowsiness and induce sleep. Listen only when it's safe for you to relax and drift off. Another week, another episode. And I couldn't be happier to welcome you back into our little bubble. You've done so well creating a safe space for yourself. Has it occurred to you that the safe space, untouchable by outside forces, is something that you can take with you anywhere and visit anytime you need it? Because it is. This was built by you from the very start of Sleeping Pill 21 weeks ago. Sure, it started out bare because you still didn't know what to put in it. But I bet that today, on night 22, you already feel a sense of familiarity coming into your safe space. Tonight, I want you to be more conscious about this little bubble of yours. What does it look like? What makes it a safe space for you? Did you fill it with your happiest memories? Take this time to think about what they are. Did you hang up on the walls things that you love most about yourself? What are those things? How about your favorite items? Do they appear in your little bubble too? This is something I want you to visualize as clearly as you can. But don't worry about it too much if it's something that you can't really see in your mind's eye. All I want out of this exercise is for you to capture the sentiment, the feeling of what your safe space is like. This is because the more familiar you are with what makes you feel safe and confident and strong, the easier it will be to summon when you need it. This is what I do as a form of self-soothing. And it's helping me learn how to be a little bit more confident and self-reliant. So when you're out and you feel a wave of anxiety coming, I want you to take a step back. Do our usual breathing exercises. And spend a few minutes in your little bubble to take care of yourself. You're doing a great job. I'm so proud of you. Do you see how far you've come? You're doing a great job. Welcome to night 22 of Sleeping Pill. My name is Inka, and I am here to guide you all the way to the gates of dreamland. Are you ready? Okay, let's go. Tonight, I wanted to read to you another story from the Book of Virtues in the chapter of Compassion. This is the story of Thumbelina, a shortened version of Thumbling by Hans Christian Andersen. Once upon a time, there was a little girl no bigger than her mother's thumb, so they called her Thumbelina. Thumbelina did not sleep in a little white bed, as you do. Her bed was half of a walnut shell. Her mother covered her with pink rose leaves for blankets when she curled up for a cozy nap. By and by, when Thumbelina had grown large enough to run about wherever she wished to go, she started for a walk one beautiful sunshiny morning. She had not gone very far when she heard something coming, hoppity-skip, hoppity-skip, behind her. She turned around, and there she saw a great big green grasshopper. "How do you do, Thumbelina?" he said. "Wouldn't you like to go for a ride this morning?" "I would like it very much," said Thumbelina. "Very well. Hop up on my back," said the grasshopper. So Thumbelina hopped up on his back, and away they went. Hoppity-skip, hoppity-skip through the grass. Thumbelina thought it was the finest ride she'd ever had. After a while, the grasshopper stopped and let her get down off his back.
"Thank you, Mr. Grasshopper," said Thumbelina. "It was very good of you to take me for a ride."
"I'm glad you enjoyed it," said the grasshopper. "You may go again someday. Goodbye." And away he went. Hoppity-skip, hoppity-skip through the grass, while Thumbelina went on her walk. She walked on and on until she came to a river. And as she stood on the bank, looking down into the shining water, a fish came swimming up. "How do you do, Thumbelina?" he said.
"How do you do, Mr. Fish?" said Thumbelina.
"Wouldn't you like to go for a sail this morning?" asked the fish.
"Yes, indeed," said Thumbelina. "But there is no boat."
"Wait a moment," said the fish. And he flirted his tail and darted away through the water. Presently, he came swimming back to the bank, and in his mouth, he held the stem of a lily leaf.
"Step down on this. It will make a fine boat."
Thumbelina stepped down on the leaf, and she sat carefully in the middle of it. The fish kept the stem in his mouth and swam away down the stream. Overhead, the birds were singing. Along the bank, the flowers were blooming. And over the edge of the leaf, Thumbelina could see the fishes darting here and there through the water. So they sailed and sailed down the river. But at last, the fish took her back to the bank again.
"Thank you for the sail, Mr. Fish," Thumbelina said as she stepped off onto the bank. "I never had such a good time in all my life."
"I'm glad you enjoyed it, Thumbelina. Goodbye for today."
The fish darted away through the water, and Thumbelina turned to go home. Just then, Mrs. Mouse came running up.
"How do you do, Thumbelina?" she said. "Won't you come home with me and see my babies?"
"I'd love to," said Thumbelina, as she clapped her hands in glee.
Mrs. Mouse's home was quite a way down under the ground. Thumbelina crept through the long, dark passageway to the cozy room in which Mrs. Mouse and her three babies lived. They all ran races up and down the long passageway, and Thumbelina tasted the dried peas which Mrs. Mouse had brought home with her.
"I think I must go home now," Thumbelina said at last. "My mother will be wondering where I am."
She hadn't walked very far along the path through the field when she heard something saying, "Peep, peep," in a weak, sick little voice. Thumbelina looked, and there, close beside her in the grass, she saw a little bird. His eyes were shut, and he looked very sick.
"Why, what's the matter, little bird?" said Thumbelina. "Oh, I have a thorn in my foot, and it does hurt so.
Let me see, said Thumbelina. Perhaps I can help you.
She looked carefully, and there she saw the thorn sticking in the poor bird's foot. She took her little fingers and pulled it out, as gently as she could. Then she fetched some clear, cold water and bathed the wounded foot. The bird felt so much better that he opened his eyes.
Why, it is Thumbelina, he said.
How did you know my name?
Said Thumbelina in surprise. That's easy to explain, said the bird. My nest is up in a tree, close beside your window. I often hear your mother calling you. But are you not a long way from home?
Yes, I am, said Thumbelina.
I was hurrying home when I found you.
Well, said the bird, if you climb up on my back, I'll take you there far more quickly than you can run. So Thumbelina climbed up on the birdie's back. Hold on tight, he said, as he spread his wings and flew swiftly above the treetops. He went so high that sometimes they skimmed along through the clouds, and so fast that Thumbelina could hardly get her breath. But still she thought it was very wonderful. And she was not a bit afraid. Soon the bird lit right in the window of Thumbelina's own room. She climbed down off his back and thanked him for bringing her home. Then she ran away to find her mother and tell her all about the wonderful things which had been happening to her that day. The end. Thank you so much for letting me read to you again tonight, and I hope you enjoyed that wonderful story. Good night. Sweet dreams.
Sleeping Pill with Inka is written by Inka Magnaye. Produced by Cutprint Podcast Network and Inka Magnaye. Executive Producer, Patsy Ferrer. Head of Strategy, Lilette Sullivan. Head of Business Development, K.L. Carpio. Creative Director, Christine Alido. Writer and Social Media Manager, Nia Escondo. Sound Engineer, MJ Habal. Special thanks to Crystal Audio and Rode Mic. And to you, the members of our community who continually support us by listening to and sharing this podcast. To advertise, email us at inka@cutprintproductions.com or call us at 0918-807-8478.